This call is being recorded.
Hello, this is Harold speaking.
Hi, Harold. This is Belinda Bixler. I'm finally back.
Hey, Belinda. How you doing?
Hey, fine. I was looking everywhere for my driver's license, and my husband had it yesterday, and we just finally found it. So what do you need first?
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and pull up an application for you. So I'm just going to get some basic information here just in terms of when you used it and when you were diagnosed, things like that. Mm-hmm. I do have to let you know we are on a recorded line and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yes. Hold on a second. Hey, James, when was it that I was, I can't even remember these dates. When was it that I was involved, I was using that Roundup we had at the house and it worked? When was that? Gosh, I can't remember. Just a minute. Yeah. Okay, I used it for a long time. I don't remember. It was. Okay, I started to work. Let's see. I worked for Arkansas Power and Light, and I started using that stuff at work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there 20-something years. I think I started there. I was 27. So 27 plus 52. I was born in 52. Was 27. So was it about 1980? No, it was after we got married. He said about 1985. I started using then, and we always had our house as long as I can remember. I don't even remember.
Let me ask you. When do you think was the last time you might have sprayed it?
Hey, James. When did we quit using that Roundup? When we saw it on the website? We quit Roundup when we seen it on the website, right? The last time we stopped using it, when we found out it was dangerous. When was that? Jesus, we're so old. Let me think. I know we seen it on the internet. And we found out that it was bad for people. And no, honey, I used it at New Orleans, too. I worked for Arkansas Power and Light, and I worked for Louisiana Power and Light. And that was through. God, hold on a second, honey. Let me think a minute.
No worries.
And I went to work for. God, my head's still not working right. I should have found a way to look all this stuff up before I called you. I didn't realize I had to have that right away.
No worries. You're fine. Estimates are completely fine, too, you know, because we know it was kind of a long time ago, so estimates are completely fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so we got married in 85, and we were using it a long time. Here's how to do it right here. I was diagnosed with lymphoma, non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Plus, I had B cell and T cell problems. I don't know if it was actually cancer. I think it was. And then they had follicular cancer down there. It's like two or three kinds that I had. Now that one lymph node on my neck, and that was diagnosed in 2006. Then, so I probably used it right up until I had the surgery and had it taken out, you know. And then I don't remember when did it first come out? Tell me that, and I can tell you pretty much where it was. When did it first come out that it was dangerous? That it was hurting people?
So I'm questions not are so bad. Sure. Yeah. Let's see.
If you
think it could have been around 2006?
Well, yeah, at least, because I don't even know if I quit using them because we didn't know. You know, I just didn't know what caused my cancer because I'd never had cancer in my family or anything, you know. And I'd say through, hey, James, come here a minute. Ask him, his memory's better than mine.
And if you think it's 2006, that's completely fine. If that's the best estimate.
Is it? Well, 2006 is when I found out I had cancer. So, I was just trying to give him a date that I was trying to tell him I was diagnosed, I think, in 2006 or 2007 with my cancer. And I wasn't working for them, but we still had it at our house then for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what date it was?
I was working at Mackenzie Scott then.
Okay, so we were still in New Orleans probably. So what, 2015? You were?
Oh, you mean when we moved to New Orleans?
Yeah. Was
Metairie.
It then or
that
here?
Jason Metairie. Well,
was it here?
Greater New Orleans.
I just don't. I kept trying to tell him. I can't remember. I remember seeing on the internet that he it was bad, you know. And
I lived in Bell Chase 1 year.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not from Bell Chase. Just behind. I'm sorry. I'm talking about we quit using that stuff when we seen it on the internet.
Yeah.
It was on the internet, and that was. Listen, that was when I had already had chemo and stuff, of course, and I was like, oh my God, this is me. It's saying lymphoma. That was, and we still had it. We got rid of all that stuff. That had to be at least probably 2015 or so, I would say. Because, see, I had cancer in 2006, and we didn't, I don't know when we ever seen it on the internet. I can't remember. What do you think I should put? Should I put a longer date area or a backward date? Because we're not sure. Somewhere between 2006 and probably 2012 or so. I don't know which.
And that's completely fine. We know it's a long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So it could have been 2006 or sometime between 2006 and 2012.
Yes. Oh, it could have been before that. I mean, you know, I just don't know because I know we had it at our house for a long time, but I just didn't know it was bad then, you know. So whatever you think makes it the truth because I didn't lie about anything. I know that. Just so I don't remember it, you know, perfectly.
right. And I get that. No worries. In 2006, when you were diagnosed, did you stop spraying it, do you think?
Yes, yeah, sure.
You did? Okay. So we can go 2006 when you were diagnosed and you know, you stopped spraying it then. And you may have picked it back up because, you know, you weren't sure or, you know, whatever.
I didn't know about it. Probably didn't know about it then, you know, for a while.
Yeah, no worries. And if it's to the best of your recollection, 2006, you know, completely fine.
Yeah.
And then I do just want to confirm with you, no one has ever sent you anything to sign on your phone or anything like that, correct?
You know, there was somebody years ago that talked to us about this, and we were trying to remember who it was. I don't have no idea. But they said they just quit calling us or something, but the girl had told me, said, if you ever get a call from somebody, she said, just tell them that you had talked to somebody, but we don't remember who it was. I have no idea. Won't it show up if you tried to use it before?
It might, the DocuSign, if you look through there, it might.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think I did that DocuSign. I've seen that DocuSign stuff before.
Okay.
And I'm not with another attorney or anything like that, no.
Gotcha, okay. So you never done the DocuSign online with your finger
mm-hmm.
or anything like that? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Alrighty, and now
you're diagnosed. Our memories are so terrible now, it's awful.
And can I ask you, Belinda, do you know anyone else you may have been hurt by the Roundup?
No.
And then when you were diagnosed in 2006, how old were you at the time?
Well, so I was born in 52, so... I don't know. 52 plus 2006. Is that how you do it? I don't have a computer and nothing in front of me here.
So about 54?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And then how many years would you estimate you actually sprayed this spray?
I bet it's probably at least 20
at least
or more, 25. Yeah,
okay.
To see, I worked for Energy. I know I did the whole time I worked at Energy and Louisiana Power and Light.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that was
about
20-something years, yeah.
And
I was about 27, and then I worked almost 20 years. I think I retired in 1999, something like that.
Wow. And I'm sorry to hear about your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I know that's
it was rough. That was something because we had never had cancer in our family, you know, and it just, it's just a miracle I even found it. I was just putting lotion on my neck one night, and you couldn't see the lump in my lymph node because it was, I forgot what that word was they used. It was kind of pushed back in. You couldn't see it, but you could feel it. And so when I put on lotion that night, I thought, goodness gracious, what is that? And I'm a hypochondriac, I guess. I just called my ear, nose, and throat doctor the next day and went in there, and he said, oh, I'm sure it's not cancer. I'm sure everything's fine because it's soft, it's pliable, it's not nothing. And then he found, did three biopsies, and cancer was in all three of them in that one lymph node.
Wow.
So, That was rough. And he had me on chemo real quick and radiation and everything because he said he called the cancer he said it's a sneaky cancer. He said it literally can hide from stuff.
Wow.
It can hide from you, you know. So, and we were scared because we had never known anybody in our family to have cancer. You know, we were just terrified. So, but
and
I got through it. I survived.
That's good. Amen. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And then through those 20 years, would you say you sprayed it for at least 10 separate days?
Oh, Arkansas Power and Light, goodness gracious. We did that Roundup. Now, let's see, that was the one that it killed things. And so we had, I sprayed it all the time because we were always out there cleaning the yards and all that kind of stuff, you know. And we did, at Arkansas Power and Light, used to, everybody did everything. You know, it wasn't like you had one separate job. And so it was just, we just did everything. So we used it all the time.
And are you a citizen?
And we didn't wear gloves
know?
Or anything like that. That's what was so terrible, you know.
Wow, no protection gear or anything?
No protection whatsoever. And, you know, I had a bunch of friends that died from liver cancer about that at that same place there in Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you could go back and research that. And we had a bunch of people that died from that. And they said theirs was using, three of them were using the PCBs. In the streets, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but I didn't ever get my hands on that I know of. I don't know. But see, we unloaded trucks that had ant killer and all this kind of stuff in it. And some of it was pellets, some of it was liquid. And we never wore gloves. Just had no idea that this
right.
stuff was bad, you know?
Right. And then can I yeah. ask you, are you a citizen
yeah.
of the United States?
Oh, yeah.
And then were you ever diagnosed with AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, an organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever been diagnosed with arthritis or diabetes?
No.
And then have you ever had any other cancer that required chemo?
No.
And then there's
had
no family.
Other cancer, no.
And then no family history of cancer, correct?
No. Well, no, I take that back. I'm sorry. My cousin did pass away from cancer. I hardly knew him at all. He lived up in, I think it was D-Line, Arkansas for a while. And they said his came from, that thing in your esophageal cancer is where his started.
Yeah.
And his was just, it killed him in about 3 months. It literally went all over his body. They don't know what caused it.
And
that's been like 4 or 5 years ago.
Could you go ahead and spell out the last name for me, your last name?
Yeah, B as in boy, I-X-L-E-R.
B-I-X-A-R?
No, L-E-R.
L-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
And then are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And then your current age?
72.
And then can I go ahead and get your date of birth as well?
Yes, 831-1952.
Two. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin?
The internet. I'll never forget it. I was just scrolling through the internet and just seen, how did it say? I was going to always remember that. I seen a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then I think Roundup was on the same little thing as I scrolled through it, you know, same
mm-hmm.
thing. And I thought, what in the world is this?
Right.
You know, this can't be. And that's the first time. That's how I seen it.
Gotcha. Okay. And then this was around.
Gosh, here we go. I don't know. I have no. I can't remember. Shoot.
Was that around 2006 when you were diagnosed? Or?
Yeah, I was diagnosed in 2006. And I had, like I said, chemo and stuff in 2007. And I was looking at my PET scans today. But that's what I was asking you about. And they were, hold on. I'm sorry, I got to finish the voice now. And they went through, I think it had one a year for 4 more years, you know, to be sure I didn't have it anymore. And that went through, I think, 2011. And let me see. I'm sorry, what was your question again? I'm sorry. Is that when?
Yeah, I'm still here. So when did you first kind of learn about, what year did you first become aware of the injuries?
It was after my chemo and stuff, after all that
gotcha.
Stuff.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, it was probably, I'd say it was probably, probably 10 years after that. Yeah, I would.
15
if
years
I
after.
Scared it so bad.
After
yeah, and then it was just like it just, you know, it went. It, we seen it once, and then it went away, and then we didn't see it again for a long time. And then, you know, I seen it again the other day when y'all called, I guess, or whatever. And I thought, well, shoot, I thought that stuff had all went away, even though I'm sure it was dangerous. But, you know, we just, I'd say at least 10 years after that, probably 2000, maybe 14, 15, 16, something like that.
Gotcha, okay. And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I weigh 172 and I am 5'4".
And then your email address, I have destinygirl10@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then the best phone number, 303-904-0109.
No. That's an old phone number. 303-854-8148. That phone is with Xfinity and hardly ever works right anyway.
Perfect. Okay, we got the best phone number for you. And then can I go ahead and get your spouse's name as well?
Yes, James, J-A-M-E-S, Bixler.
And then his phone number.
303-918-0360.
Okay. And then how many times per month would you estimate that you actually use the spray?
Through my whole life? Like I said.
Just monthly.
I'd say at least 30. Well, let's say 25 when I was working.
Okay.
Because we used it every day. I mean,
use it every day.
I've never been sitting there. Sometimes it would be in those spray balls, and sometimes it was in something else. I can't remember what it looked like now. But it was, I just remember my hands were always seemingly, I had that stuff on me, you know. It just,
mm-hmm.
just makes me sick that I didn't realize it was dangerous, you know. Just
and
didn't
then,
know.
Did you spray the Roundup for at least 1 year prior to you being diagnosed?
Okay, that was 2006. Yeah, we still had it at our house, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we still had it at our house.
And then you spread
we
it
didn't
at, your
house. At our house until I think we started seeing it on TV or something. And we just decided to quit using it. And
gotcha.
I think somebody, maybe at Home Depot, mentioned it to my husband or something. And he said, you know, let's just quit using that stuff. We don't know. They don't know for sure what's going on with that. And that's probably about the same time, I guess.
I would have caused
one of these dates.
And then you did not use any protective gear?
Nope. Mm-mm.
And then you used it at your house?
Never did. We just never did.
And then you used it at your house as well? Was it a farm for work? Or what? How big of an area for work?
Oh, no. It was just our yard and stuff for
yard.
Weeds. And, well,
okay.
That was a weed killer, right? That was the,
yes,
wasn't
ma'am.
An ant killer. That was
yep.
a weed killer. And that was the one we used because we lived in a small town in Arkansas. And we just had, it was just what we used all the time, you know.
Was
all
that,
my friends did. I mean, everybody used that stuff.
Was that the main state you used it, Arkansas?
Yes. Well, we did use it in Louisiana, too. But we hadn't used it. We live in Colorado now. We didn't use it here.
Gotcha.
We didn't use it here at all.
And then were you first exposed at home or was it through work?
That's a good question. No, it's not. No, I think we always used it at home. I think my husband and I got married in 85, and he said, yeah, he was definitely using it then. I guess it was invented then. I'm not even sure when it was invented, but whenever it was, do you know when the year it was invented or whatever?
1974. I believe.
Okay, because we were married in 85, and he said, just now when he came here, he said, oh, we were definitely using it. When we were married, he said, remember the kids be out there, and they're wanting to do it and stuff, and we would never let them do it because it was just, just wasn't healthy for kids to be around it,
mm-hmm.
so we didn't know that. And he said, that's from 85, yeah. And but then I was working for, we got married, and I was working for Orange Hill Power and Light right about the same time there. But I'd say we were using it at home probably first, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember which one it was.
And then would you estimate that you've had at least over 100 exposures in your lifetime?
Yes.
And then your property that you sprayed at home, was it near a water well or were you getting city water?
Oh, just city water. No, we weren't in a farm or anything. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
Oh, no, huh?
And then was it the concentrate or the premix that you would spray it at home?
It was the kind that was in the that thing that you, I guess it was a mix, because we would hold it in one hand and you'd spray it with the other.
Gotcha. Okay.
Some of that stuff. Now, I mean, I haven't, I mean, it worked now, I've used that other kind, but I think at home we had that kind there.
And then where would you typically get the Roundup?
Goodness gracious, probably Walmart.
Walmart, okay.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
where we used to shop at.
Do you still have Roundup with you?
Oh, no, we don't have it. We don't use it. I haven't used it in a long time. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever smoked?
Smoked?
Yes, ma'am.
Cigarettes?
Yes,
no.
Ma'am.
Huh?
No, okay. No. And then are you currently employed?
No.
No. And then did you lose any time from work because of treatments?
No. Huh?
No. And then have you ever been
I was
in the...
I had already retired.
And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yes. Yes, I got on disability because I stepped up into a, I was wearing very transparent light, and I got up on forklift. I was a forklift driver for a long time. And I stepped up, and when I stepped back down, I broke the edge of my sesamoid bone in my foot. And so they put me on short-term disability, and then I went to long-term disability, and then finally I just quit. You know, it was just too much mess to try to keep working with everything like that.
Gotcha. And what year was that?
You get hurt at work. Oh, goodness, probably, I think, 1998 or 1999.
Gotcha.
They think once you get hurt, they think you're going to sue them for everything
mm-hmm.
in the world, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it was easier just to quit. I had little kids anyway, so it wasn't worth it, you know.
Right. I get you. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Oh, my goodness me, let me think. It was in, hey, James. What was the name of that hospital? It's right out here at Holmes Ranch. Just a minute. Oh, goodness gracious. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I need knee surgery right now. It's hard to get up and down. Just a second.
No worries.
James? I'm going to sit back out. Hold on. Hey, honey. What hospital did Dr. Jotty work at? Dr. Jotty diagnosed my cancer?
Anschutz
Medical Center. No. That was at Rocky Mountain Cancer Doctor.
Rocky Mountain was down in Castle Rock.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Dr. Jotty was over here in Holmes Ranch is where I was going to him first.
Dr. Han Mint was the one later. I got him confused.
Yes. That was Dr. Han Mint. That's one.
Mint, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Jotty was with Rocky Mountain Cancer Center.
Okay.
And Lone Tree.
Okay, Lone Tree, Colorado. And it was Rocky Mountain Cancer Center. What it was that we moved and we changed hospitals because it was too far to drive. So later I went to Anschutz Medical Center.
Gotcha.
And of all things, he didn't diagnose me. He just took up my treatments of my PET scans and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
he died with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma about 2 years after I started with him.
Wow.
Terrible. I mean, we were sitting there talking about it, you know, and he said, I'll never forget, he said, I've been so lucky to be so healthy, you know, after treating cancer so many years. Heard about him, I guess, I don't know, 2 or 3 years later, he'd passed away from that, came on him all at once, stage 4, and he was passed away real quick, you know.
Wow,
it's terrible.
Terrible.
It's just terrible when somebody, you know, does PET scans on you for 2 or 3 years, and then they die with it. It's just terrible.
And what was the doctor's name that actually found it, that diagnosed it?
Okay, his name was Robert Jotty, Jotti.
Okay. And then the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center, is that the one at the 1760 East Ken Pratt Boulevard?
No. Lone Tree.
Lone Tree. Okay.
Yes. I think it's, what's it going to be?
So that one's at the 10107 Ridgegate Parkway.
Yes, that's it, Ridgegate Parkway.
Perfect.
What was the name of the hospital there? I can't remember it. It wasn't the cancer center. Was that the hospital? I'm drawing a blank now.
This one that I named? It's a cancer center. It's
okay.
So it's the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center, Lone Tree, Sky Ridge,
Colorado. Lone Tree, Colorado, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Absolutely.
Just a second. I'll be right with you. I got a friend's dog. I'll be back in here for you. All the time. One second. Okay, here I am.
And then do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
No. Well, I've got the that's what I was looking for the other day. They said after 10 years, they don't give me anymore. So what I've got, Dr. Mint, his office had sent me the last 2 or 3 years of my PET scans that shows that I did have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but since I had those 4 PET scans, it showed no more malignancy.
Okay.
So it shows it, but, you know, I don't have the actual records, huh?
Okay. Do you think the hospital might have them?
I don't know. They told us, seems like they said, what were we looking for? We were looking for something. Anyway, one hospital told us they didn't keep records after 10 years. I don't know if that's true or not. Do you?
Yeah, it's after a certain amount of time they don't keep them. But you said you have a paper.
That's on my phone. Uh-huh. Well, it's on my phone. That's why I had written you yesterday asking how I would send that to you because it's just, you know, on your patient portal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are. It shows the last 3 years. I think it was 9, 10, 11. I've got those. That shows that I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what I want you to do is make sure you take a screenshot of those.
I did. Uh-huh.
Okay,
I should know
perfect.
How to get them for you.
I'll be able to let you know if I would need them. But,
okay.
You know, that might be something that the attorney would need.
Right,
but
right.
As long as you have that documentation that showed the non-Hodgkin lymphoma, that's
yeah.
what they're looking for.
Now, were
you also treated at the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center?
Oh, yeah. That's where I did all my treatments.
Did everything there. Gotcha. See,
Dr. Mint, I only went to him for my continuing care when they were doing once a year PET scan to be sure he hadn't come back.
Gotcha. And then Dr. Jotty was doing the treatments?
Dr. Jotty did the treatments, yes.
Okay. And then
Dr. Mint did the PET scan stuff.
Okay. And do you remember what year that was? Was that in 2006?
Yeah, 2006 and 7, I think, was my, it was May of 2006, I believe, when I had chemo. And then I had, that was for 4 or 5 months, and then I had, I think I had 15 treatments of radiation.
Gotcha.
After that, that was probably 2007. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was awful. Worst stuff I've been through in my life. Mm.
Sorry that you had to go
through
that.
I'd ever go through again. That was awful. I don't know if I'd ever. I see when people say that I go through chemo again. It's just so bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could only imagine.
Yeah,
but you're here, you know, you're here, and you made, you know, you got through it. So that's the
mm-hmm.
blessing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm so blessed. I'm just because Dr. Jotty, you know, I remember he told me that day. He says, you know, it's just like yesterday. You didn't have cancer. Today you do. That's how quickly you found this. But he said with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, it goes so quickly. It can take over your whole body so fast. He said I treat it like it's stage 4 instead of stage 1A is what you've got. So he treated it like stage 4. And, I mean, we did it for like I had bone cancer or something. And it's probably what saved my life. You know, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
It just because it was, I'm sure it was growing real fast, you know.
And then could I go ahead and get the best mailing address for you?
Yes. 6020 South Queen Way, Littleton, Colorado, 80127.
Give me one moment. Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, 6020 South Queen Way, Littleton, Colorado, 80127.
Thank you. And And we are just about done here. Now, I do request emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We do want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
Yes. James Bixler, my husband. James Bixler.
And his phone number?
303-918-0360.
Okay. And then I am going to send you a DocuSign now. Give me one moment. The last thing I do need would be the social or the last four, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. 9730 is the last four.
7:30. Now let me go ahead and confirm my dates and the spelling before I get this over to you. I do want to reiterate, we are on the recorded line, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct? And you have not signed anything electronically or anything like that.
If I did, honey, I don't remember. I don't think so.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, you haven't, correct? Because
no,
you
right,
okay.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And so you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That was back in 2006. You were between the ages of 50 and 79 at the time. You did spray around it for about 20-plus years. You sprayed it for work, and you also sprayed it at home. You were not diagnosed with, you know, hepatitis B, anything like that. You spell your name B-E-L-I-N-D-A, last name B-I-X-L-E-R, correct? Perfect.
Yeah.
And then last four of your social, 9730, your date of birth, 8/31/1952. Let's see, your email address, destinygirl10@gmail.com. Phone number, 303-854-8148. Perfect. And then you started to spray Roundup roughly in 85. You roughly stopped in 2006 or so, to the best of your recollection.
Yeah.
And then you sprayed it in Arkansas as well as Louisiana. You did spray it at home as well as for work. Here, you were not near a water well at the time of you spraying. See here, and then you were diagnosed by Dr. Jotty, and now that is at the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center at the 10107 Ridgegate Parkway, Suite 200 in Lone Tree, Colorado.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's pretty good. That's a whole lot of history there. You did good.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and get you over these documents now.
Will that come to my phone or something?
Yeah, so I'm going to send it to your text messages as well as your email. So whatever is easier for you to open up, you should receive them there.
And you just sign both of them or just one of them? Or?
Yeah, only one of them. Only one of them. They'll be the same document.
I can probably do it on my messages, I would imagine.
Perfect. Yeah, but if you could do it on your phone, that'd be great. And I don't think – now, they may need a picture of your ID. Oh,
I don't
and
think
I,
we
and,
do, honey.
And
actually,
I,
hold on. I'm sorry, honey. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's on the left side. There's a little bottle, orange bottle. There should be something in there. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's just been horrible. I mean, it took my teeth. It took my shoulders and joints. It took my knee joint. It took my hip. I mean, I've been through so many surgeries, and I lost all my teeth by the time I was, goodness gracious, about 2 years after that, they just started crumbling out of my mouth. I mean, it was horrible. The chemo was so horrible from what I went through. I mean, they just literally was just beat, and I was like, okay, what's going on here? And I called my doctor, you know, and it wasn't very long ago then that my shoulder started messing up. I had to have two shoulder surgeries, two knee surgeries, and two hip surgeries.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's impacted me pretty terribly.
So sorry.
You don't think about it too much until you just sit here and just really let yourself go back to it, and you're like, oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrible, you know?
Wow.
Did you find it where?
Let's see, give me one moment.
The orange ones are ibuprofen, huh? Good, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let's see here. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
So you'll have lots of help tonight? Oh, that's good. They're going to let you change your hours? I wish too. Yes. You still there, right?
Yep, I'm still here. I'm just having some issues getting these sent out.
You can send my email if you need to. That's, if it's easier, I don't care.
No, it's not the email or anything. It's just something with the application here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not putting your address on the file. So I'm just trying to get your address here on the file. So
yeah,
just give me one moment, okay?
No, that's nice.
Thank you.
No, it's okay. He's on my old. I'm just wondering. Well, but I'm trying to figure out why you weren't good to work 7 to 11. Oh. Okay, honey. Yeah, y'all too. She's off at 4. So does it go? Go, go, go. He's coming. She's coming. Lucy, you can go out, honey. Rest, you didn't leave the door open for her, honey. No, you won't go outside with them. Go. Hey, there she is, y'all. Brett, watch her. Brett, watch her.
Okay, Belinda, would I be able to give you a call back in about 2 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll give you a call back once I get this all situated.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right.